The minds of many people today are afflicted with various irrational misconceptions, ranging from relatively harmless superstitions like astrology to ideologies of the most vicious sort. The fact that the fundamental laws of nature remain obscure makes it that much easier for people to hope that someday their own favorite irrationalities will find a respectable place within the structure of science. It would be foolish to expect that any discovery of science could in itself purge the human race of all its misconceptions, but the discovery of the final laws of nature will at least leave less room in the imagination for irrational beliefs. Still, with the discovery of a final theory, we may regret that nature has become more ordinary, less full of wonder and mystery. Something like this has happened before. Throughout most of human history, our maps of the Earth have shown great unknown spaces that the imagination could fill with dragons and golden cities and anthropophagi. The search for knowledge was largely a matter of geographical exploration. When Tennyson's Ulysses set out to follow knowledge like a sinking star beyond the utmost bounds of human thought, he sailed out into the unknown Atlantic, beyond the sunset and the baths of all the western stars. But today every acre of the Earth's land surface has been mapped, and the dragons are all gone. With the discovery of the final laws, our daydreams will again contract. There will be endless scientific problems and the whole universe left to explore, but I suspect that scientists of the future may envy today's physicists a little, because we are still on our voyage to discover the final laws. Chapter 11. What about God? "You know," said Port, and his voice sounded unreal, as voices are likely to do after a long pause in an utterly silent spot, "the sky here is very strange. I often have the sensation when I look at it that it's a solid thing up there protecting us from what's behind." Kit shuddered slightly as she said, "From what's behind?" "Yes." "But what is behind?" Her voice was very small. "Nothing, I suppose. Just darkness. Absolute night." Paul Bowles, The Sheltering Sky. "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork." To King David, or whoever else wrote this psalm, the stars must have seemed visible evidence of a more perfect order of existence, quite different from our dull, sublunary world of rocks and stones and trees.